Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Despite the fact he has thrown a bit of shade at Howie Roseman at the Eagles for the Michael Bennett deal, our expert on football, Al, is a man named Ross Tucker.
He is.
And he is on the line right now because when you're a Super Bowl team, football is a 12-month sport. How you doing, Ross?
Angelo, I am fantastic, and I didn't throw any shade at Howie Roseman, man.
All right,
Come
I'll
on.
Get to that in a minute. I just want to know this first, all right, Ross, because I realize I started the show saying this. Now that I have seen the bold approach of Howie Roseman and the Eagles to win a championship, I have less tolerance for mediocrity that like I'm getting from the other three teams. Is that common? Once you've seen one of your teams win it, do you tend to become more impatient with the other teams? Is that a natural reaction to what we witness here?
Yes, it is, and I think that that'll be a natural reaction with the Eagles as well. I mean, they've now set a new standard that, let's be honest, I mean, as long as Wentz is there in Philly and with them having the roster that they do, it's probably going to be a disappointment at this point every year they don't make the Super Bowl. And I know that that's really hard to do. The Vikings will be good, especially if they get Cousins and the Falcons and blah, blah, blah. But the standard is the standard, and the standard now in Philadelphia is championships.
It's such a great thing to experience. What's it been like for you, Russ? I know you live in our area, and we have been on a high now for – we're going on 6 weeks now. What have you experienced?
So we've talked about this before, right?
Yes.
I grew up a huge Eagles fan. But then I never played for him. I played for five different teams, including the Redskins and the Cowboys. So it changed it a little bit. I got to be honest with you, I'm not as excited about the Eagles winning the Super Bowl as I am about how excited all my friends and family members are.
Yep.
Like, I just like being on the text message chains. You know, the Friday, I was at the Super Bowl all week. The Friday afterwards, my next door neighbor, who's from Philly, he had a celebration party where he replayed the parade on all of his big screen TVs, and he made Philly cheesesteaks. And,
wow.
And we were all there. And I'm there, Angelo, and I'm there. And every hour, on the hour, we sang the Fly Eagles Fly chant. So for me, you know, it's not about, like, for me, it's not really about the Eagles winning it. I just love seeing all my friends and family members so happy. I'm more caught up in that. I think I told you last time, too.
Yep.
I'm more caught up in that, number one, and a little angry that they never did it when I was like 12, because that
yeah.
would have been awesome.
It would have been. And the kids that were young and experienced it, they're bigger fans yeah. for life because they did. So let me go right to this, though, Ross. I was thrilled that, see, after they won it, a lot of teams will kind of rest in their laurels for a while, get calm again, and just play things conservatively. Howie roars back and makes a big deal for one of the best pass rushers in the game, albeit at 32 years old, Michael Bennett. Did you like that move by Howie Roseman?
I very much liked it for a couple reasons. Number one, they know that they're going to lose Curry.
Yeah.
So I love people that are proactive in life. This was a preemptive strike at losing Curry. They get Michael Bennett for $4.5 million less in terms of cap space, which is huge. I think you could argue that Bennett's certainly a better player.
Yep.
One of my concerns with their cap issues, Angelo, was that if they let go of guys like Curry and Bo Allen leaves in free agency, that the D-line rotation won't be as robust, won't be as much of a strength. They're keeping the D-line a strength with this move. Because this is another guy, he can play D-end and D-tackle. So you're going to get him in the rotation at both of those spots. He's affordable, and they didn't give up very much. I mean, a fifth-round pick is not very much. My point on Twitter, and it's so funny now because Eagles fans have been so conditioned with the moves that Howie has made
yeah.
that every move now is the greatest move of all time.
It
Howie
was.
Is a genius.
You're talking to one who
no,
thinks
you
that.
Are. Your Twitter comment was foolish. Tell them what you said on Twitter.
Well, here's the reality, okay? The market for him was the market. So my point is just this, okay? If you are saying that the Eagles totally killed the Seahawks on this trade, man.
Correct, they did.
If you're saying that, okay.
Yes, I am.
Well, then what are you saying, Angelo, about the other 30 teams that didn't offer more? That they're all stupid? That they all none of the other 30 teams have any idea what they're doing?
I'm pleased to answer your question. The other 30 teams that didn't make the Super Bowl. The two teams bidding for Michael Bennett are the two teams that played in the Super Bowl. Maybe they just know more than the other 30 teams, Ross Tucker.
Well, no, and you know what? That might end up being the case. I'll just tell you, I was curious about this, right?
Yeah.
You know, what's interesting to me, Angelo, Seattle really just wanted to get rid of him. I mean.
Yeah, they did. They did. Ross, I heard a whenever I hear a blip like that.
I'm here.
When I hear a blip, I assume technical problems.
Thought Howie cut the line.
No, I think you guys did that on purpose. So
look, Howie did it. He is our God.
So here's the thing. They're only saving $2.2 million out in Seattle.
Right.
And they have $5.2 million in dead money on the cap, which tells you, Angelo, they really just wanted to get rid of the guy. They
really just wanted him out of there. But, Ross, they're about to release Richard Sherman. So I'm getting a sense here that what they said was we're trying to make our team quieter. And Bennett was a big mouth. Sherman was even a bigger mouth. Maybe we just caught him in a selling mood. You know, they couldn't get anything for Sherman? Nothing?
Well, Sherman's 30 years old, making $11 million, and had surgery on both Achilles, one of which he completely tore. That's a bad – no one's doing that. I'm actually surprised, in all sincerity, that they weren't able to get more for Bennett.
Yeah.
But once a team – like, they know how good a player Bennett is, and I mean the whole league, and they know that the Seahawks are only saving $2.2 million. That makes people skeptical. So I did some digging on this. You want to hear what I found out?
Very much.
Okay. He had one sack in his last five games when he was dealing with a plantar fascia issue in his foot. And evidently, the last couple years, he's been really bothered by a chronic toe injury, according to someone in Seattle I spoke with, right? So I think that Seattle – so the beauty of this for the Eagles is that they're in a different place than the other 30 teams. So I'm kind of talking out of both sides of my mouth here, but look at it this way, right? If you are a young team that's not very good, you're not trading for a guy that turns 33 in November.
Correct.
And paying him that much money. So there's a limited sample, there's a limited size of teams that would even be interested in him. And it's teams that are playoff teams that believe that they have a chance to make a Super Bowl run. Otherwise, why would you sign a 33-year-old guy who's past his prime, whatever? The other concern with Bennett is that people, you mentioned loudmouth, people believe that he can be a negative influence on younger players and a negative leader at times. That, in my opinion, is why even though they were rumored, the Falcons didn't do it because the Falcons' defense is all young guys, and I think they were worried about Michael Bennett possibly being a negative leader. I think Howie Roseman says, look, I got Malcolm Jenkins, I got Chris Long, I got Fletcher Cox. I'm not worried about Michael Bennett. He's going to fall in line with those guys because I've got older guys who he respects. So there's a bunch of different reasons why the trade made more sense to the Eagles than it did to a lot of the other teams. So when I say 30 teams, there's probably really only, you know, 3 to 5 to 7 that think that they're that good and have a locker room that could handle Michael Bennett's personality.
Well, and again, I often consult Howie in my mind when I make decisions in my life now. I say, what would Howie do? And Howie isn't worried about that, Ross. That's the thing. Howie wasn't worried when he got Jay Ajayi. There were lots of stuff said about Jay Ajayi, and he doesn't conduct his team now with fear. He conducts it with aggression. And that's why I'm leading you to Nick Foles, because the word is a 1-4 will get Foles to another team. Would you do that if you were Howie? Would you, if you got a 1-4, would you trade the Super Bowl MVP?
I would absolutely do that.
Wow.
And I got to tell you, Angelo, everybody you hear from says, there's no way the Eagles will trade Foles. They're not going to trade him unless they get a king's ransom. I disagree. I think they can and will trade Nick Foles.
Wow.
Because if we're already hearing it leaked to the media in early March that an AFC team offered a second-round pick, that the Eagles wouldn't trade him unless they got that, if you really wouldn't trade a guy until September, you're just saying, look, we're not trading him. There's too many rumors out there, Angelo. I think that the Eagles are fully confident Wentz will be back. I think they love the Sudfeld kid.
Yep.
I think that they know that they don't have as many draft picks as they'd like, and they can replenish that with Foles. And also, they would save quite a bit of money and not have to do some other things with the roster that they don't really want to do. So I disagree with a lot of the people out there. I think Nick Foles ends up being traded, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's sooner rather than later. I might be wrong, but when's the last time there was this much talk on a guy in March? And, like, reports and leaks, and they would only accept this. You wouldn't be leaking that stuff. That stuff wouldn't be coming out unless they were very open to trading.
This is the kind of brilliant analysis that has let us get to Ross on as often as we do. We love the guy. One last one, Ross, because this is really part of my question today. Which one of these four guys should the Eagles not get rid of? These are a lot of different reasons why these guys are all about to leave or close to leaving. Brent Celek, Vinnie Curry, Nigel Bradham, Jason Peters. Who are you keeping of those four?
I would say in order, would say Curry's last now, for
okay.
sure.
All right.
I would say probably I'll go Bradham, Celek, Peters, Curry.
Wow.
And remember, Angelo, I was a teammate with Peters.
Yeah.
I love Peters. I love Jason Peters. Here's the deal. He's really old. He's coming off of a really bad injury.
Yep.
And Big V Vitae played pretty darn good down the stretch. And you
got to
make tough decisions here. Jason's supposed to get over $10 million. I think Celek, you're going to lose Burton, so you still need to have a second tight end.
Okay.
Celek's still a heart and soul type of guy. Plus, Celek doesn't want to play anywhere else, so you can get Celek to take a pay cut again. That's no problem. He'll be mad at me for saying that to you guys, but it's true.
Really?
And,
you're not his agent.
You're right. You're right.
And Bradham is Bradham's their best linebacker by a decent amount. I'm okay with losing some of these other guys. I'd like to try to keep Bradham if I could. I like Bradham.
You should be running a team. You're almost as bold as Howie. Love it, Ross Tucker. You're the best thing happening around here. Thank you, Ross. Love
See
that comment.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.